1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Well, you can certainly classify Tuesday night the year of the women involved and the year of the Laura. We actually have a Laura on the line with us right now. Happened to have won her very big race in Nassau County. She will become the first woman Nassau County executive. I believe only the third Democrat to win that spot. We welcome her, Laura Curran, to the airwaves right here on LA News Radio. Laura, congratulations. Great stuff the other night.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Fantastic. Oh, my goodness. I hope we have a good phone line there. We'll keep the fingers crossed. You know, this
can
one.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Now you're a lot better. Coming in clear.
All right. It's this phone that'll call you back on the landline.
Yeah. Could you do that? Because I think it's going to be a little spotty right now. If you can do that, that'd be wonderful.
Okay. I'll call you right back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. There you go, Laura Curran. Calling us on the old landline. It's a good heck of a win, though. And I mentioned, you know, the year of the Laura. And we'll talk about that in a second, boy. If that was an indicator, I think there were four Laura winners there, pretty much. Yeah, Laura Gillen, right, in Hempstead, taking out Anthony Santino. A lot of people thought Santino, I thought he was in trouble in Hempstead for the remarks he made regarding Aaron King Sweeney and the whole Ed Ambrosino situation. Councilman who was brought up on tax charges, wire fraud. Did not bode well for Anthony Santino the other night. But nonetheless, a pretty good win for Laura Curran. She'll be sworn in January the 1st. Again, Nassau's first female county executive. Only third Democrat, by the way, folks, to ever hold the office, beating Jack Martins by nearly 8,000 votes. 8,000 votes in that election. So a resounding win. I believe we have Laura back on the old landline. There you go. Nothing like a nice connection.
That's better.
There you go. Great stuff. Just stating to the audience, nearly 8,000 votes. Martins conceding yesterday. Boy, I tell you, I saw some video of you, Laura. You know, it was almost like a breath of fresh air yesterday, huh? For you?
You know, I think that the voters in Nassau County were definitely ready for a fresh start, and it didn't matter if they were Republican or Democrat. It wasn't about party. It was about doing the right thing for the people. And I think that was the real message, the real takeaway from Tuesday.
You know, and I just want to say this, and I said this on the air during the election broadcast. And I thought it was a despicable move by the opponent. You know, the whole thing with the MS-13 gang and the shirtless Latino in those mailers, I thought it was completely out of line. And I'll say this. I think Jack Martins lost a few brownie points in that move. I really do. I just thought it was a terrible move, Laura. I had to say that to you.
Well, you know, my message from the very beginning was the same. I stayed, you know, the reason I got into this race was because, as a legislator, I know that we can do so much better. You know, I've seen what goes on in government, and I see what's working, and more importantly, I see what's not working. And that's what really made me want to step up and run. And that's what I talked about last November when I announced, and that's what I've been talking about throughout this entire campaign. And I think it was that message that truly resonated with the people here. You know, and obviously there are a lot of people who did not vote for me, and I'm going to work as hard as I can to earn their trust as well.
You mentioned message. And I still think the message of corruption resonated in your county in a big way. You know, with all that has happened in and around, you know, the John Vindittos and the Dave Denenbergs and the Dean Skelloses, and your dog obviously agrees with me.
My dog is very passionate.
And, of course, Ed Mangano going through what he's going through. I think pretty much said, you know what, we've had enough, and I think, and quite frankly, your opponent's ethics package was lacking somewhat, and especially with his somewhat association with Dean Skelos, I thought did him in as well. But I thought that was a very important message on your part and the thinking of the voters saying, you know what, we've had enough. I think Laura's our gal to bring us out of this malaise right now.
Right, and now it's up to me to deliver on that promise. And something that I said on Tuesday night after the results were clear, I asked people to do me one more favor, to hold me accountable. Because I have, you know, as part of this campaign, you and I have talked about this a lot, I've laid out how we can stop corruption before it starts, make sure that we hire based on what you know, not who you know, and now, you know, the rubber meets the road, and I expect to be held accountable.
We are talking with the Nassau County Executive-Elect, Laura Curran. She will be sworn in on January the 1st. A lot to do, and, you know, I'm just kind of curious, you know, that first day in office, what does Laura Curran have on this, on her agenda? What do you possibly do? I'm sure you have maybe make a list, and it's a long list, I'm sure, but what do you think is one of the first things that you want to attack here, Laura?
What I'm focused on right now is making sure I hire a top-notch team. I'm casting a very wide net, and I want to find the best managers, the best department heads possible, so that we can guarantee we do the work of government efficiently, we provide the services that people expect from us, and I am starting that process now. We're getting our transition team together now. We'll be making announcements, you know, in the coming days, so that when we start on January 1, we can hit the ground running, you know, dealing with the budget, dealing with NYSA, delivering on the promises of ethics reform, and, of course, working with the legislature. The Republican legislature is still a Republican legislature, and it's incumbent upon me to nurture those relationships, to find common ground, and to get stuff done.
You know, I'm saying tongue-in-cheek this morning, you're the Laura. I mean, you think about the other night, not only you, how about Laura Jen Smith out in Riverhead,
right,
taking
That's
the supervisor's
right.
post, the Laura Schaefer, Republican Nassau legislator elected
yep.
to a third term,
that's
and
right.
then Laura Gillen, a tremendous win over Anthony Santino out in Hempstead.
Yeah.
I mean, I was trying, and I said the year of the Laura. What do you all these Lauras? But not only that, I say that tongue in cheek, obviously, but really the year of the woman in these elections the other night. I mean, just dominating the scene. If anybody pays attention on a national level as far as what happened in Virginia, 11 out of 12 seats there. I mean, do you think there was. And they talk about it, and you know, it, maybe it's so. This anti-Trump sentiment out there. I mean, it just seemed to really resonate around the country, especially here on the island.
You know, I think the interesting part about, I think Nassau was a little different from Westchester, Virginia, New Jersey, where Trump played a role. I don't really feel it was a factor. Yes, there are a lot of Democrats who are frustrated by what's going on in Washington, and I completely understand that. But as I traveled around the county, that didn't seem to be what was motivating most voters. It really was the local issues, the corruption issues, you know, the roads, the real nuts and bolts of municipal government, and you know what's been going on in our municipal government. So I think we're a bit of an outlier in that trend.
Interesting. But
I thought it was very interesting.
Nonetheless, plenty of Lauras on Long Island going forward. We are talking with one of them, Laura Curran. She is Nassau County Executive's first female, and that's quite an honor. I tell you, the first female, hard to believe, third Democrat, by the way, to hold the post, and that's something pretty special there in itself.
Yeah, you know, the gender thing is I think it's pretty cool. I did not make a big deal about it during the campaign because, you know, I don't want to be hired because I'm a woman.
Sure.
But, you know, I always joke that when I talk about breaking up the old boys club, when I say it, it has a different kind of resonance.
That is true. That is very true. Now, you also, you know, you have a budget about to come into play here in Nassau County. Your thoughts there? You know, listen, a lot of people say, you know, things need to be sliced out of there. You have NYFA scratching on these windows right now. I mean, there's a lot of give and take right now as far as the fiscal nature of the county going forward here. Your thoughts there, Laura?
Yes, I spoke with Adam Barsky, the chair of the NYFA board, yesterday, and I'm looking forward to having a constructive relationship. We're going to have some very serious conversations with NYFA, with the legislature, and I am working as hard as I can to make sure that that happens.
And that's going to be a big thing, you know, with NYFA. NYFA certainly, you know, let's face it, you know, they'll talk about the county, being under the scope as far as, you know, the taxes and the fees and everything else. But let's face it, the Nassau Interim Finance Authority was put in place by the governor to oversee finances. You and I have spoken about this before. You know, you could certainly make the argument, well, what have they really done to help? They'll say a couple of things, you need to get this out and get that out, but have they really been the so-called seeing eye dog, the guide to help Nassau out of this malaise? You have to wonder about going forward with NIFA.
Right, and it's up to us in government to make it right. If NIFA, if we want to get NIFA out of the control period, we have got to get our books in order, we've got to get the budget right, and continue to provide the services that people expect from government.
No
it's
question.
It's going to be a lot of work.
A lot of work indeed. What about the legislature itself? Get a new kid on board. How about that 23-year-old Josh Levison there? Very nice. Nicely done.
I think he's the youngest ever.
Youngest ever at 23. Incredible stuff. But what about the legislature in general? You and I, again, have spoken prior. The contracts, really kind of getting a close watch, maybe having somebody oversee. It's been lacking. We know that. Many have gone through. You know, it's all about, you know, the big word, the T word has always come up in every area of these races, transparency. Are you going to have more of that in your regime here?
Absolutely. There are things I can do on my own without the legislature to make things more transparent. Putting things online, having a doing business with list, and limiting the amount that people who, contractors and vendors who do business with the county can contribute to campaigns, that sort of thing. And then there are things where I will have to work with the legislature to enact. So I'm really looking forward to sitting down and speaking with the legislators, Republican and Democrat, and having those conversations so we can really bring transparency and bring accountability to our government. And the more I can do this in this transition period, the better prepared we'll be to hit the ground running on January 1.
Now, you know, we promoted that you were coming on today, and a few people have hit us up on the Facebook wanting to ask about the Islanders. Now, listen, we know the new owners pretty much are set. Looks like it's going to be at Belmont, this new arena. But, you know, is there any chance, is there any possibility that the Lure could be back into Nassau County where they belong, at the Coliseum? I understand it's not prepped for NHL activity.
Well,
what do you
owners,
think?
The Islanders owners have made it very, very clear. They weren't coy. They don't want to go back to the Coliseum.
Right.
You know, one can pray for a miracle. I still believe they belong there, and I think it could be retrofitted. But it's not up to me. It's not up to us. It's up to the two guys who own the Islanders. Belmont is an option. So it's one of three proposals. The Islanders is one of three proposals for Belmont. It's up to the state to decide what goes. The Islanders is a viable option for sure. And they're called the Islanders. I would love to keep them in Nassau County.
Nah, no question about it. This is where they belong. This is when they won their Stanley Cups. A lot of people yearn for the Isles. Can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes. Transition in place, January the 1st, the swearing in. I tell you, you got it all going. And what can I tell you? Congratulations, and enjoy it. Really enjoy it.
Thank you.